Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 209 for Monday, January 5th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were up Monday morning, taking some direction from the gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Canola is $3 to over $4 higher, the March contract up $4.10 at $447.10 per ton. Solid end-user demand from both exporters and domestic crushers, a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, which is trading below 85 cents, and supportive technical signals all contributed to the early gains in canola. However, the upside was limited by light farmer selling, as some producers had been waiting on the new calendar year to make some sales. Large U.S. soybean supplies and relatively favorable crop conditions for soybeans in South America also put pressure on canola values. Wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded after seeing some adjustments following Friday's close. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher to start the week, as bargain hunting after last week's losses came forward to provide support across the board. Soybeans are up 10 to 17 cents, the March contract up 17 at 10.25 per bushel. Solid export demand contributed to the early strength in beans, as the USDA reported fresh sales of over 200,000 tons of U.S. beans to China for delivery during the current crop year. Mounting dryness concerns in parts of Brazil were also a bit supportive, although the South American growing conditions did remain relatively favorable overall. Corn is up 7 to 9 cents, the March contract up 9 at 4.05 per bushel. After dropping sharply Friday, corn was due for a bit of a correction from a chart standpoint. However, continued strength in the U.S. dollar and weakness in crude oil did serve to limit the upside potential in corn. Wheat is up 7 to 11 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 11 at 5.92 per bushel. Cold weather conditions across much of the U.S. Midwest were behind some of that strength in wheat, as many winter wheat crops across the country don't have adequate snow cover to protect themselves from the frigid temperatures. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, January 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.